When the MP3 format for compressed digital audio was developed, the music industry gave a collective yawn and paid no attention, until unauthorized file sharing took a big bite out of the recording industry's bottom line. Then the recording industry and the film industry began taking aggressive measures. Too aggressive, according to our next guest. Charles Lee Mudd, Jr. has represented clients who have been sued by the Recording Industry Association of America and the Motion Picture Association of America, and he says those industries are compounding their own mistake. He joins us now on America's Best Lawyers. Hi, Charles.
Hello.
Now, the MPAA and the RIAA are suing the little guys for big money. Why do you think that this new, if belated, approach is a mistake?
I think it's a mistake for a couple reasons, the first of which is that the RIAA and MPAA really are affecting not that many people. They're targeting a number of people, it's true, in the tens of thousands right now, by filing suit against them, but they're not reaching the maximum impact that they could if they took more of an educational approach. So that, in my mind, if they did take an educational approach and expend their money and resources to a broader audience, I believe in the end that they would deter people from the conduct that they find objectionable at the moment.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that education approach. You advocate a response that's more geared towards consumer education, as you say, than this stern scare-em-off campaign currently in use.
I do. I think that the education approach is the key to the issues. You know, when this began 2 years ago, most people did not know at all that the conduct that they were engaged in had any issues, had any problems, or was arguably illegal. The RIA and the Motion Picture Association would say now that, well, 2 years have passed, people should know that what they're doing is illegal. However, when you look at it, there's really two extremes. I don't think anybody denies the fact that the copyright infringement is wrong in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have a culture that is advocating use of digital technology, selling MP3 players. The iPod comes to mind as the most prevalent. And there's a murky middle ground as to what is illegal, what is problematic. What I'm finding is talking to my clients that they're going out and they're paying for some of these programs or they're paying for some of the services. And in their mind, even though 2 years have passed and they may have heard about it, they believe that by purchasing a product, that their use of that product will be legal. And really educating individuals, educating families and parents and college students about what is legal and what is not legal will have a far more reaching impact than suing these people. Obviously, the people that are sued will learn that what they did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that the 50,000 people in that individual's community will know what that person did is wrong. In fact, most people will have the refrain, they must have been doing something different than I'm doing.
Now, some people say that the record industry and the film industry are just trying to put the genie back into the bottle. The technology is here. It's not going away. Is there a way to satisfy all the parties involved?
I believe there is. This past fall, my firm and the Electronic Frontier Foundation hosted a P2P, peer-to-peer litigation conference here in Chicago. One of the panels discussed that very issue, the alternatives to the litigation strategy. And I think it's a combination of factors. One is education. I think that education can effectuate the change more rapidly than litigation.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that we can respect the copyright holders' interests in their music and their films. We can respect the rights that the RIAA and the MPAA are attempting to protect, while at the same time facilitate the growth of technology. And that probably will involve some modification of the copyright law. Two points in particular. One is to perhaps create a regime that there's a minimum compulsory licensing so that we can get songs on an inexpensive rate such as iTunes. The other is to put in some kind of culpability requirement in the copyright statute so that someone has to have intended or knowingly infringed an individual or a copyright holder's interest before they're found liable.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Our guest was Charles Lee Mudd, Jr., and we reached him at his law offices in Chicago, Illinois.